Just relaxing and breathing. Ah, settling into that sweet, quiet space. That beautiful place that underlies all of the activity. Where there is ever light and love and peace and energy and power, grace and intelligence, creativity and clarity, wholeness, health, abundance, prosperity. Everything wonderful exists at the center of all life. And as we just center down into that beautiful, restful space, we can just feel that love that ever exists for us. Abraham always says there is great love for us with them. And I feel that truth. I feel that warmth. I feel that power. And I know that it's ever there if I just remember to turn my awareness inward instead of outward. And so we can just relax a little more deeply, resting our tongues on the floor of our mouths, perhaps, breathing slowly and deeply and consciously into our heart space, and giving our bodies permission to relax, to feel at peace, to feel blessed in this just taking time out to rest, to focus on the beauty and wonder of life, to remember who we truly are, that beautiful leading edge extension of Source. Trusting and knowing that everything always works out for us, and that where we are right here, right now, all is well. Just relaxing into that peace. And I brought some quotes from the Abraham Workshop on 6/14/23. And Abraham got an email that was all over the place. The lady was very scattered in this issue and that issue and that issue. And Abraham responded in this way: "You're just presenting vibrational unfocus, such tremendous unfocused vibration that when the law of attraction responds to you, it amplifies that. And so we want today to be about turning that chaos into clarity. And the way you turn chaos into clarity is by not considering all of these subjects of chaos, but instead considering the clarity of how I want to feel." This email's focus just makes you want to go screaming into the woods. And it's so full of desire, unfocused desire. And we think it would be a really good idea if you would focus your desire for a little while. Let's give it 3 days into the desire of how I want to feel. Because there isn't a desire that any of you hold, ever have, or ever will, that is about anything other than you think that in the having that you would feel better. If you will start with a focus on what does feel better, you will eliminate the majority of the chaos. And if you can tune into it, now this field of attraction that you're always in can respond to your clarity and will give you things about money that match that feeling, about career that match that feeling, about children that match that feeling, about time that match that feeling. In other words, when you find that feeling, that vibration, your emotion is a vibrational indicator. And the better it feels, the more in sync you are with the clarity and the strong, focused, clear attraction of your inner being. You can't think your way through it because thought leads to thought, and that thought leads to that thought, and law of attraction responds to every thought. It's no wonder you feel overwhelmed, tired, unaffected, worried, fearful, and untrusting. It just went on and on. This is our favorite contribution we've ever read because it speaks for so many. And so as we introduce this chaos into the subject of turning chaos to clarity by turning thoughts about things to emotions and feelings, then you begin to understand that your work is to achieve a vibration that when you walk into the atmospheric field where law of attraction abounds, then what comes back to you in response is more and more and more and more of what you want. A while later in the workshop, Abraham said, "So focus is really what we're talking about all day, every day, isn't it? It's about focusing your point of attraction. So it sounds like focusing thoughts. Well, it is, but it's focusing thoughts to what end? Focusing a thought to the end of achieving a frequency that allows a plethora of everything that matches that feeling. Ooh, your moments in time can be so rich in delivering to you multiple pleasing things all at once. Efficiency, effectiveness, satisfaction, rendezvous, interest, appreciation, savoring. Being deliberate is living life in a body that can see and hear and smell and taste and touch. In a body that can see and hear and smell and taste and touch from a place of pure positive energy." Have a sensual life lived from a place of pure positive energy, savoring, appreciating, being interested, feeling satisfaction, knowing that life is truly good. And how do we get there? By focusing on how we feel. So this meditation is about focusing on how we feel. And Abraham has been talking about finding a simple vibrational match that comes from the situation we're in, if possible, but from anywhere else in the universe if we can't find something that's simple and uplifting in the moment. So let's expand our repertoire of thinking about things that are simple and uplifting. And so I'm going to tell a few stories, as I often do, and think about the beauty and wonder of nature. And think about how easy it can be to witness something amazing and delightful. And I had one of those experiences this morning. I went to the park to count my three ducks, as I have every day for 10 days now or so. And this morning when I got there, I said, "Aha! There's the mama duck and the three ducks." And I started taking pictures, and then I realized there was a fourth duck in the picture, a duckling. There have been three ducklings, and now there was a fourth. That did not compute. My brain said four, and then 5, and then 6. Ultimately, 7 and 8 turned up. It was another family with even younger ducklings. So now we have a family of 3 ducklings and a family of 8 ducklings. And so as I go to the park, I have 11 ducklings to count. And I love seeing, photographing, and counting ducklings because these adorable little babies make my heart so happy. They're beautiful, they're fresh, they're lively, they're playful, they're amazing. They're growing rapidly, the ones I've been watching for a couple of weeks. And the new ones are just tiny little fuzzy balls of adorableness. And thinking about ducklings makes me happy. And it's simple, and it's a vibrational match to joy for me. So I invite you to think of something that makes you smile. Something that lets you take a deep breath and relax. And remember the beauty and wonder of life. So if you're on a roll there and you're enjoying the beauty and wonder of life and want to continue in that direction, feel free to go off on your trajectory. But I'm going to tell another sweet story from this week. Last week on Father's Day, I saw a beautiful red male cardinal feeding a little tiny fledgling mini me cardinal who was chasing after him, squawking, saying, "Feed me, daddy, feed me." And the male cardinal was doing a great job of producing for his little one. He was a good provider, and I enjoyed watching it tremendously. It made me smile. And I took pictures of it, and I went home, and the following day, on Monday, I downloaded those pictures and edited them and posted them to my Facebook page. And one of my friends on Facebook came back, and her response took my breath away. She said, "My dad recently made his transition, and I asked him to send me cardinals, and you showed me a daddy cardinal providing for his little one on Father's Day. I felt like I'd been visited by my dad." And so I invite you to think about how wonderful it is when you're able to be the vehicle of someone else's answered prayer, that they wanted something and you just showed up and you were there for them to have it. And if you can't think of a specific example in the moment, imagine an example of having someone come to you and thank you for doing something that you did because it brought you joy. And that in the bringing of joy to yourself, you happened synchronistically to provide joy for someone else. So if you'd like to stay with the idea of joy, shared being joy multiplied, feel free to do that. It's a wonderful vibration. But I have another thought as well. Over the last couple of months, I worked really hard to get a website back going again that had gone down when my friend reemerged into non-physical. And getting that website back made me really feel proud of myself and happy that I had accomplished a technological challenge that was difficult for me because I didn't have the background to exactly understand what I was learning to do. But it was so rewarding when I was able to update the websites with the talks and meditations that I've been doing. And I just felt so appreciative of the friend that helped me learn this skill. And I saw him last night and I hugged him and I thanked him again for all that he did to make it possible for me to accomplish that. But the joy this week was twice this week. 2 days in a row, I heard from old friends who had found things that were new on the website and found them uplifting. One said she listened to them in her earphones, and the other said she listened to them as she went to sleep at night. And both of them said, "You took me into a deeper, more beautiful vibration. The place you took me was sublime." And so I invite you to think of a time when you accomplished a project that made a difference to people, that someone was benefited by the work that you did. Someone was benefited by a service you provided. Might have been babysitting for your granddaughter this week, or doing something for a friend. Just think about how good it feels when you recognize that you've made a difference for somebody because you put in the effort to do something good. And now let's think about what Abraham said about being deliberate is living life in a body that can see and hear and smell and taste and touch. In a body that can see and hear and smell and taste and touch from a place of pure positive energy. Ah, pure positive energy. Might be a sinfully rich chocolate cake with your designated happy flavor of ice cream, like chocolate or coffee in my case. That is a sensual pleasure that makes me smile. But the one that I had this week that I can share is I had a massage appointment with my wonderful massage therapist, and I had a stiff spot on my shoulder, and he had a wonderful new massage technique that worked the kinks out of my shoulder, and it felt so luxurious to have this skilled therapist touch me in a way that released the resistance, relaxed the tension, and allowed my body to do what it knows how to do so beautifully, is to simply move into that space where my inner being provides everything necessary for healing. And that sensual experience of getting a wonderful massage put me in that space of healing, which is why I do it every single week if I possibly can, because I want to be a cooperative component to the healthiest possible body, a body that feels strong and flexible and capable and vital and eager for life. So there's two examples of what a wonder it can be to be in a sensual body from a place of pure positive energy. So I invite you to think about something that you've done recently that felt sensual and sublime. It's been a joy to focus on the fact that it is focus that helps turn chaos into clarity, and that we need simply focus on something that feels wonderful, a simple, easy match. And I see that focusing on this new matching game process that Abraham has is causing me to focus more attention on the things that are going right each day, and to make the effort again to tell the stories as often as possible about the things that feel really good. Because as I tell those stories, I remember them, I anchor them, I feel more spacious in my awareness of them. And we can bring them up more easily as we need an example of a simple, easy match during the week. And so I've had so much fun. We've used up all the time. And I just want to invite you to stretch a little bit, take another couple of deep breaths, and just feeling relaxed and peaceful and easy, recognizing that all is truly well. And this is a beautiful, graceful world that we live in and occupy. I am grateful for it, and so it is.